Tuf Nun Sif Dalit Yisrael Shehoyu Lutanur. The Jew owned an oven. Without discussing it with the owner, some goyim came. Maybe this was like a statement. It sounds like from the sip before also that not everybody owned a tanner. People would own a tanner, would rent it out, people would borrow it, people would pay for usage. So somebody came in and baked chametz in this fellow's tanner on a Pesach. So the law is that the Jew can't be paid. Obviously, he cannot be paid with loaves of bread. He cannot even be paid with money. The Havalei Mistaker, because that's considered he's getting benefit. He's making money from something which is also Bahanoah. But he received the money already, so we'll see in the Shemur why, but he's allowed to then use the money. In this case where they baked chametz in the Jew's oven on the Pesach. Sivkot and Zion. Bava boy ha'akum. The filish lobi the yisabaylam. The owner is not even aware of it. That's what the Achronim wrote. So he cannot accept money. A filo mos kes. Well, koshkin kikardus. He can't. Obviously, he cannot accept loaves of bread. But doesn't show up a pesach. Also, the kabbal. He cannot accept those loaves of bread which are baked in pesach. A filo la'acher a pesach. Even after pesach. The havelim mistaker. The also the chachilah mirabbanon b'chol yisuri hanu. So this is usher. Because we saw the reality is the Jew doesn't own the chametz. He was not using the chametz. The goy used this oven to make bread. And the goy is paying the Jew for using his oven. It happens to be that the goy made bread out of it. The goy could have made potatoes out of it, but right. So there's no benefit from the chametz, and it's not like I'm taking chametz and I'm using chametz for benefits. I'm making money off of chametz. So that's also mirabon on the charkila. Holy Suriano. Even the money he gives the money, we give him the money before Pesach to use the oven during Pesach, or alternatively, he gives the money after Pesach. That'll still be us. The dummy, the Sif Gimel, where the case was that a Jew and a goy owned a oven, a shutvis, and the Jew was allowed to tell the goy, "Listen, you take the week of Pesach and use it." That's mutter. So why don't you say the same thing? Well, the Jew is getting after Pesach. The Jew gets a week of usage. Corresponds to the week of usage he gave to the goy on Pesach. So he's being a stalker, being surino. He's making something out of the surino. The hosam matana hoyishal shutri. Kishemakalkim bisman. And when they divide it up time wise, you take this week, I take that week. Habli beisahi atana shall akum legamri. We deal with it as if during that week the oven belongs to the goy. So the Jew is not benefiting from the Jew's oven is not being used and being paid for on Pesach. Okay. If he received the money already, mutzalah on his family, he's allowed to use it. The mistaker b'sirian, a person who makes money off of b'sirian, in also b'diavad mishumakim. B'diavad is not also. She'ain zeh gufa shel chametz. It's not the item itself. But luckily, there was something which is being exchanged for the chametz. The person is not paying him the money in exchange for the chametz. The person is paying the money for the usage of baking in his oven. We are going to discuss the second. Rakamos bo ayale gram chametz. And worse, what it is that this money came due to the fact that the goy used it to make chametz, and he liked that because that's what he wanted to do. He's willing to pay you. So the chametz, as it were, caused this money. It wasn't the Jewish chametz either. So that's not also bidding yet. The only place where they're machmir. So, that in a case where a Jew would be a worker working for a goy and transporting, doing some type of job, and the goy's yai nesef, and then the Jew gets paid. That's not the real yisur of isuri hanoah. Doesn't really make sense over there, because you're not getting hanoah from the wine; you're getting hanoah from your job of carrying something. For the ma'isub, you made money off of the isuri hanoah. So Chazal asked that, and over there they asked it even b'diyam. Because of a mekabel mos, this is not talking about if the guy pays him with money. But let's say the standard was that the way we saw already before yesterday, the standard way to pay for the usage of the oven to bake bread was to give a loaf of bread to the owner of the oven. So that's certainly a little more complicated, because if the goy bakes these five loaves of bread in the oven, and the standard is to pay the Jew, the owner of the oven, with one loaf, and that's what he did. So we look at it as if that loaf became the Jew's immediately, because it's in his oven being baked, and the standard is it should be given to the Jew, to the owner being the Jew. So that is equivalent as if the Jew acquired it on Pesach. So even though the loaf is only delivered after Pesach, it's considered as if the Jew acquired it on Pesach, and that's going to be a problem. If you give the loaves without what you bake there, also the honest man, he cannot get benefit from that. The Zochem and Tamar of Pesach, we deal with it as if he already received it, he acquired it on Pesach. You start on royal payment for the uses of the oven. In dark and low the law says concurs. If the standard was always to give a loaf, that would be the situation. So we'll deal with it as that's comments of the Jew, which was belonged to Jew at Pesach.
So would the Jew be entitled to damages of some sort because he can't use the oven right away, he has to clean it out, it's expensive cleaning it out, he can't clean it out?
Would that be true? Sure enough.
And even if we can't afford his mortgage, if the credit card wasn't involved enough,
the Sharatzium here adds interesting points. The Mishmur explained the problem here with the money is because of the problem of being mistaken by Syrian law, generating money through by working for Syrian law. So over here, my oven is generating money for me by baking with Syrian law. And that's awesome. Thank you. Mishnah Berurah is going to point out that we're going to see later on in the Siman that seems to be the Shulchan Aruch holds that's mutter. So what's the problem here? The explanation is a little bit different. The explanation he says is since the standard was to pay with loaves, so when he gives him money, you have to pay. So what he's really doing is taking the loaf which the Jew was supposed to get. Korban Pesach is now being exchanged for money. So this money is the exchange for a loaf of bread. That's a problem. And even that, we're only going to say it's also lechatchila, not b'diavad, because we discussed, as I did before, in a case where you have so much on Pesach, you can't sell it. But if you did sell it, you got the money for it. We don't hold the money. It's called the Isra. The Isra doesn't transfer from the loaf of bread onto the money. So there's a kanas, the chadchila, not to do it, and maybe the one who did it, maybe be also to use it. There's no Isra on the money. A loaf of bread is also anybody to use. Any Jew can eat it. But the money doesn't have an Isra. The person who did it might have an Isra for doing it. So we're here in a case where he didn't ask the guy to do it. It happened without the Jews. This all happened. So then we're not going to say the guy gets the money afterwards. He exchanged it for money, and that's wrong. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't his fault. Okay. Hey. Yesh mi shemater lahasker tanuroi leni yud amanash yefer boi matzah. I can rent it out to the goy. The goy says, you know, he likes to bake some matzahs. So, hey, rent my oven to use matzahs. If you have a chametz, and then if the goy uses that the oven to bake chametz, it's not the Jew's responsibility. Your arrangement with him was not chametz, it was matzah. Whatever happens afterwards, you're not responsible. If you rent them a house to live in, so now he brings in chametz, it's not a problem. Okay, let's set the Mishnah Berurah. L'has v'tanur yiral, t'anokhi al-matz, amanas. Ve'ein t'em b'stakir b'yisuri anol, sh'osav l'chil al-kaponim. It's not called when the goy bakes chametz there, you're making money on yisuri anol. No, kima java im loy ho ya oifet by hanachri klum. If the goy wouldn't bake at all, kamin ho yisarik lefroy lo yidhi sel schar misholim. He rented for the hour or the day or the week to bake in it. That payment is there either way, whether he uses it or not. Chase kira loy lizman. He rented it to him for that period of time. Vimkain enya yisom yistakir klum b'masha hakim oifet chometz. The Jew has absolutely zero benefit for what the guy bakes there. He's not making money on the chametz, he's making money on the rental. So now, if so, I can rent him to use chametz. Because once I rent it to him, I'm not getting benefit from the chametz, I'm getting benefit from the rental. Says no. We come welcome. The chachil tzarich lomar lo sheyefet matzah. Dim loyken. If he doesn't make up the rent to bake matzah there, came as you do a shadarka levers with chametz. Have a kilo his kilo lafias chametz dosu. Since you know when a person rents a tanner, the logical thing he's renting for his baking, not renting for anything else. And if you didn't speak out matzah, we're going to assume it's going to be chametz. So then it's like you're renting it to him for the purpose of making matzah. Purpose of making chametz, and that is like then it's like we deal with it as if you're benefiting from the baking of the chametz. Okay, you can rent that house to a goy lover, boy. Shabur says, "Hanu af agav shemaskiro istama lover boyhu." Even in a scenario where he's giving it to him to live in, the government rent the house, and he had a place to store my chametz. I want to rent the house to him.
But then again,
So it comes out, you should be stuck in Syria. No. Well, if I'm renting out this house for you to store chametz in it, so I'm making, I'm generating money off of the chametz usage, the fact that you're storing chametz there. Because the stam is okay. Mashu Dibri Akhbar and then lesser Mishum is taking Mr. Renho. I have Dafka Hegel, she gives money Surah. You have Pesach or Air Pesach. The Kalaman also, I feel the Kilom, you should give us that, I feel Tosh Tosh, Kalam Pesach. The sister starts on Pesach or Air Pesach. After Chatzos, when a person rents it to him to use for chometz, going up into Pesach, so that's Mutzal Chachilo. Some say no, 30 days before Pesach we can't do it because they're afraid he might end up then extending the usage into Pesach itself. What? You just finished the cutting your bees. What's your lover, the Evid, the Pesach? Well, you can tell your Evid, which you are responsible to feed. Take this coin, go and buy yourself food. Even though the Jew knows that they'll go buy chometz, since the Jew did not tell him to buy chometz, so I call the Jew is benefiting by feeding his worker chometz. However, he cannot do it. You go to the store, eat the chametz, and I'll pay back for the chametz after Pesach. So, because when the storekeeper, the restaurant owner, gives the worker the food, he's giving it with intention that the Jew is going to pay him back. So we look at it as if the owner of the store is functioning as the representative of the owner of the Jew to feed the goy chametz. So the Jew is taking chametz through his shliach and feeding the goy. That's not going to be acceptable, because the Jew is getting benefit out of the chametz. Because since he didn't pay the storekeeper yet, the Goyish storekeeper is not considered the shliach of the Jew. Elm can hick them dinner. The only place would be a problem if the Jew paid the storekeeper up front, created a credit account or a debit account by the store, put money in beforehand, and says, whenever my worker comes in, you know, you're supposed to give him some food and take it off of the account. That situation, when the worker comes in and takes the food, the owner of the store is functioning as the representative as if he's been paid by the Jew to feed the goy chametz. So then it's like the Jew, even on a shichus la'akum, but if I pay the goy, so the goy is my, in a certain sense, my worker, he's representing me, and getting paid, he represents me. There's a
Abai bar Avin, Rav Chima bar Avin. So Abai bar Avin,
I think Machna Frayim, Machna Frayim says that even only there's no Dinishi of Lakum, but the Musa Yab, Peo Kiab Alabai is applies to Goy also. You pay your worker, and if you hire his hand, so then his hand represents you. Over here, the Chevroni is being paid up front, so as if he's being paid by the Jew to give him this Goyish worker hub. If the Jew obviously was in the store, took the item from the Balabais, gave it to the Avid, that's a no-no. I can't be the shliach of the goy to go into the store to buy chometz. Philippa Moisov shall any Yodi even with his money. Okay. A lot of Mishnah. Sivkat and Yud Gimel. You tell the Abbot, you give up the Abbot. Hashem is unassumable, even though the Jew has responsibility to feed the Abbot. He can say, here, take this coin. And the Abbot will go and buy the chametz. However, Omer lo yishit the chametz. Since the Jew didn't tell him to do that, that's okay. Even though the Jew knows that the worker will buy chametz, that's okay. You didn't tell him to do that. Even Musker Esla Lishona. So the case where I own an Eved, so the only issue, I'm not paying him, I own him. So then the issue which I have is I'm saving money, I'm using my chometz to pay back my responsibility to the Eved. Case where a guy is working for me, people will say part of his wages is lunch. I'm using chometz to pay that which I owe for his work, which is awesome. That's the chashan.
I owe him
for his work. So people were be chosh to the Jew was using the chometz, which the reality was the Jew told the guy, here, take a dinner coin and go buy yourself some lunch. But people could understand it that I'm paying my worker with this part of a skier, but I told him to go to the store and buy some chametz. Okay. Even though I know he'll buy chametz, that's all chametz. I'm a lawyer, don't tell him. Here's a coin. Go buy from the goy your sandwich and eat it. I can't tell them to buy chametz. Afilu imhu akum. The alma shame is unassumable. Even so much, the Jew has no responsibility to feed. The kibin yisob atzim also lo litnus chametz and pass. The Jew can't buy chametz for himself. Also, the Jew can't tell the goy to buy it either. Even the goy is buying it for himself, not for the Jew. So it's not like an Amir Lakum. Hey, go buy chametz for me. So I'm saying buy for yourself. Kibush Yisrael nois and loy dinner. The Jew is paying, giving the goy money. Rabbi Lashit to buy chametz and told the Jew go buy chametz with it. Told the goy go buy chametz with it. Lakum Kana said to the goy is buying chametz based on what the Jews hold him to. Rain near it to Shluchoy. It looks like he's your shliach. I have no problem telling you, hey, take your money and buy yourself some chometz. That's not to me. But a case where I'm going to pay him, I give him money, and he's going to go buy, and I'm telling him, go take the money and buy chametz, it looks like he's my shliach. I mean, that is, it goes along. There's a Shulchan Aruch Rav, quotes a Rashi, the beginning of Help is a Mirav Akum, that Chazal Mirabonan said, we look at even though in Shichas La'akum, Mirabonan, we look at like the guy's your Shliach. The Samir La'akum is your worker, your Shliach, who represents you, is Umbalach on Shabbos. There are two independent problems with the Mir La'akum. One is talking about doing the Malach on Shabbos. I can't tell the guy go do Malach on Tuesday. I can't tell him on Shabbos. That's one issue. Second issue is if I tell the guy on Thursday do this on Shabbos, he's doing it on Shabbos, he's my heath. Mirabon and my shliach. So my shliach is doing work on Shabbos. Even though the Amir was on a weekday. So the Amir on the weekday to do work on Shabbos, and the Amir on Shabbos to do work on the weekday, both are also for two different reasons. We tell the Goy on Shabbos to do work for you on Shabbos, and you have both problems. Because the Amir Abonin came along and said, when the Goy is doing work based on what you told him to do, he says, it's your shliach. So I tell the guy, here, take this money and go buy yourself some chametz. But I'm telling you, buy the chametz. So he buys chametz, like my shliach is buying chametz and basin. So it's not acceptable. Don't go say go and eat and I'll pay back. Say b'chol. But after Shabbaloi, say b'chol chometz. Don't be a problem if he tells the guy go buy yourself a sandwich. Chometz. But if she did, b'vale shiach chometz, he knows for sure he'll eat chometz. But the kibush had noise and loyach and money. The evan al dash yifrahu lach and money. When the owner of the store feeds the evan based on the credits of the Jew, so he's doing it. He's feeding the owner of the store. The goy, the owner of the store, is feeding the worker. The Jew's worker comments based on the command of the Jew. So Rechavani Shluchai, the Shluchai now becomes his Shliach. But Rechavakilo, who Machilo, he comments, it's like the Jew is feeding the guy comments. We keep him as a Zabalov. Since the Jew has responsibility to feed this guy, well, if I'm feeding you and I'm equipped to feed you, and I don't have to feed you anymore because I fed you, so I benefited from chometz. Yes? So that's the verse she said that's awesome. What's the second sheet? The Yesh Matira. Your time. Kimish had died and lost the most money. He didn't pay the storekeeper yet. That which the Chavoni gives chametz to the Jews' eved, is that called the Jew? The chametz was the shliach of the Jew. I didn't hire him. Not the Chavoni is the shliach of the Jew. The choshev kechemz amash and nosel chavoni la'avdei. The choshev alman is kaiv la'akum la'vur she'or abadrei. So it's more like Goy made a loan, as it were, to the worker. And the Jews accept responsibility to pay that loan from the Goy to the worker. So Chavoni is giving on credit an item to the worker. And the Jew will pay that loan. That's how he looks at it. It says just like a loan that the goy lent to the worker, the Jew was orav. He became a guarantor. He committed to guarantee that loan. The second opinion is the main opinion, that it's motor. But it would make sense to be careful that the first opinion that you should not do this. The evidence, the shivka which a person has in his house, which he has responsibility to feed. So he should be machmir. So Yom Loi, Shielach B'Yakev Al Cheshbon. Don't tell the worker, you know what? I have credit over there in the store. You go take from my credit line. Take on credit, and I'll pay back. Yitzel Mos Mezuman V'Yitam Mashiyitz. Rather, give the guy actual money. It's called Mos Mezuman, which money ready to use. And the guy will buy whatever he wants. That's the best thing to do. You can tell directly to the storekeeper, listen, give my worker comes in, give him some chametz, I'll pay you back after base. Okay. So now the Mishnah goes off into a tangent. You'll see why it's here. The case where a Jewish child can eat chametz and pesach. So you're going to have a goy feed him. But the problem is the goy is going to be buying the chametz based on your command with your money, feeding to your child. So you're hiring this goy to be representative to buy chametz to use to feed this ill child, which needs has a head to eat chametz because of his illness. So what do you do with the Bayur Rabbi Motza issue of only having the goy buying chametz for you? That's the problem you're going to do. Child which is required to eat and or drink chametz. The correct thing to do is bring the child to that goy's house. Ask the goy to feed the child with the goy's chametz. The Jew has to be very careful. Do not pick up the chametz in your hand. Because then you'll acquire it. Then you're in trouble. The guy is not willing to feed this child for free. He'll pay you later. That's mutter. Well, you tell him most, cut him, don't not give the guy the money up front. Or right now when he's doing the work of preparing the food, don't pay him then. The Kanah Chometz is there, but also the Kulyam, it's like the Jews acquiring the Chometz at that moment. That's to be also according to everybody. It's not possible to take the child from where he is to the guy's house. The child is very ill, he can't transport him, let's say. The guy who's the attendant is forced by circumstances to come to the Jew's home to feed the child the chametz in the Jew's home. The Jew should tell the hakam to the non-Jew. Yes, Shalomer Lakum, he should tell the goy. She kabit the chomas and isher b'yisrael bin the beis. But whatever is left over, the goy should take home. The goy can't leave the store of chametz, which he needs for the child, in the Jew's home. In the Jew's home, every time it's taken, take the remainder back. Next time he comes, he brings more of the same. He can't find a guy who's willing to do all this process of taking it back and forth. We can allow the goy to store the chametz on the Jew's property to feed the child the ongoing needs. If you ever have a favor, but the Jew should say explicitly, she had a right to leak noise as the chametz. I have no intent to acquire this item of chametz that's sitting here on my property. Because otherwise, the Jew would be kind of with Kenya Chotzer. Now, so that's leaving the chametz. What about the goy can't come every single time, so sometimes the Jew's going to have to feed the kid chametz. So what do you do? Can you pick up the chametz and feed it to the ill child? He has a head. But is the adult permitted to handle the chametz to feed him? He should tell a cotton to feed the ill child. He should not be the one to feed it. The usher, the chasila, but you're not supposed to touch it. Kliyamus and Tafim Bob. Void, we should bless the king, it looks like you're becoming it. Take it into your own hands physically, then you give it, you're becoming it. And that'll be a problem. The chametz is sitting in the Jew's property, but no das to be kosher. Now, Jew picks it up to feed it. So he picks it up. You have a hagbon now. No, don't pick it up. Have a tinner pick it up. If you could store this chametz together with all of the chametz that you've sold, put it there, because that's on the, over there. We would sell the property to that area where the chametz is being stored. We would sell the ground or the karka to the goy also. So now, if you put it there with that chametz, it's sitting on the goy's rishus. And being the child there to eat, therefore you don't have to take it into the possession of the property of, a Jew, of the actual Jew. If all that's not available, so you have the chametz being stored on the Jew's property, so we still before there's an issue, you might come to eat it. You have to make a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high. Or alternatively, if you realize a yantin, you cover it over with a kli. If the time allowed to address these issues you have, the child's ill, deathly ill, but it's not imminent. We're worried about in any way that the delaying the aiding process of the child should be detrimental to the child. You're busy, we're going to do this, we're going to make this arrangement, we're going to have a goy, just check out the goy, just hold it, if the kid's getting sick, just feed the kid. The only problem is the case where he took my dinner. He paid him up front. But he paid the storekeeper beforehand. Tivor lost his mazenas la'avda. We told the storekeeper, when my Evan comes in, and I paid you, I want you to feed him. So if the Jew paid it beforehand, also we can like it's like the Jews feeding his worker chametz. That's basically what he arranged. Listen, my worker's going to come in, and you're going to feed him based on my command, and I'll pay you back. Not acceptable. This will be a problem, even if it's not definitely going to buy chametz, because when he does, the goy storekeeper is feeding the worker chametz based on the command of the Jew. So if the arrangement is that the Jew tells the storekeeper, my aunt is going to come in, the guy's going to come in, you should give him a yain nesef, a butazor. That's awesome. And also, Ellen can shomer loy, only also if he didn't reserve yotach, he didn't la poil shuli. You can't spend this money. You have to hold on to this money until you can pay my work. I'm afraid you're going to run out of money and not have what to feed my workers with. So you're going to have to hold on to this money I'm giving you now. You can't spend it until you pay my work. That's also probably here. The Jew said, listen here, take the money, spend it however you want. You owe me money. You have a choy, you owe me money. And you can pay back that choy when you give my workers food. The money, when the goy feeds the worker, the goyish owner of the store feeds the goyish worker. So you can't say, well, that the Jew's money acquired the item and made the goy the shit to feed him. There's no Jew's money anymore. All this is a choy. That's what this sheet says. This differentiation is from whom? Over there in Yardei. Over there, the Akhredim disagree with them. They say that's not true. Without the Hikdom of Dinah Lachdaka, the Huadin, in the Dinah Rishosh, and also the Huadin, 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 the Huad It doesn't have to be they got the money beforehand. They get the money at the time of the transaction also. So the Jew and the worker go to the goy and say, listen, Mr. Goy, here's money, pay my workers and some atonement. That's the problem. Pay my worker. The main point is saying we were in case you paid it and afterwards after pay said, no, that's not a problem. It's only a case. It's only a case where he didn't. He only paid him after. The Jew himself took the talmud from the goy, owner of the store, and gave it to the worker. So then, during that moment, the Jew's kind of. Was that filled in the Lord's cloud? The Loch Yasser, the Kamach owns the Mashiach Hosam and Hak, he didn't pay anything yet, but he took it. That's also. Let's hold it here. We have to show up for Shapiro. Yeah, I'm